You are on shaky ground, listening to stories about earthquakes and tsunamis from the Triple Junction region of Northern California. During disasters, we turn on the radio to find out what is going on. Often the result is dead air. That's what happened in Chile after a magnitude 8.8 earthquake in February 2010. There was one notable exception, Radio Biobío, a commercial radio station in Concepción. The station staff had worried that a strong quake could be coming. They put concern into action, checking the strength of their building, getting generators, supplies, and making sure that equipment and non-structural elements were secure. Their actions paid off. The studio suffered no damage in the quake and was back on the air in 20 minutes. The station went into 24/7 information mode, relaying what information they could gather and helping people find shelters, medical supplies, and locate missing friends and family. When a large aftershock occurred, even the government turned to the station to get a tsunami alert out. They were the only ones on air. It turned out to be a good business plan, too. Radio Biobío became national heroes, and their listening audience more than doubled in the wake of the disaster. This is Lori Dengler.